Well, feeding time, I suppose it's.
And if you want to call it out from pasture, what do you, what call do you use?
I better not use it in here. It's just a loud scream, they call.
Well, could you do it quietly?
I don't know that can or not, is it? Let bring it in. Yeah, it's a lot louder than that, but I've had some trouble with my voice. I can't give it too strong, but that's the sound when it's a lot louder.
And what do you tell your cow to stand still while milking? I think you mentioned this, saw.
Saw, yes.
And to bring a calf in from pasture?
It's a calf, I think, usually.
And to get a team to turn to the left?
I never used it much, and we didn't use it on the farm. Now, I don't know which is left and which is right. It's G and Hall, but I don't know which is which.
And did you use these words with your oxen?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't tell you which way it was. I remember when we got out of the wagon there, we'd have to.
How'd you steer your horses?
Lines.
Uh-huh. And if you're on a saddle horse?
Reins.
Steer those mostly with your knees, don't you?
Yeah, that's another name for it. It's body guide, I believe. That's what you use. You get that in the army, though. I believe that's what they call it there. But you do a lot of that with a good horse.
And if you want to call a horse from pasture?
Usually whistle.
And a call to start a horse.
Sir.
A call to start a horse?
Yeah. Get up.
And then which direction will he go?
Forward.
And
whoa, to stop, and back, just the word back, to back.
And if you say back, he goes in which direction?
Back up, and back. If it's well trained, you don't have to touch limbs too much.
What calls do you use for pigs at feeding time?
Oh, it's just something like the cattle, a little different tone, but horses. Mm-hmm.
And calls for chickens?
Chickie. Not much of a poker man.
And the smelly nest eggs. And the part that you put your foot in on a saddle is a
stirrup.
And the band that attaches the saddle to the horse?
It's the belly band. Or girth. No, one. And belly band is harness. Wrong. The belly band is harness and girth on the saddle. Girth.
And if you driven the horses to town and tied them up, and you want to keep them quiet, you put something on their face with a little feed in it, maybe?
Oh, morale. That's a word that you never use. I haven't heard that in years, except when I've used it myself. It's a morale. If you bought the special, was that made out of webbing? We used gunny sack and kind of tie over the head.
And if you're going to lead a horse, the straps over his head?
Well, on your bridle, the one that went over the head was the headstall.
Well, I was thinking the whole works.
The whole halter, you could use, or the bridle, either one. You can lead with either one.
And did you use this for braking?
Well, it depends on the individual. Some of them use the bridle for braking. Some of them use a hackamore, what they call a hackamore. It's nothing much more than a halter. And some of them basalt, they call it a basalt. It's something like a hackamore too.
And the horse on the left is called a, do you have a team?
No, it's just the left horse with me. Now that is that same term that you asked me a while ago, and I don't know which is left and which is right. I think your G horse and your H horse, I think that's called that some. And otherwise, I don't think I ever heard a term.
In some parts of the country, I know.
It's the near and the far.
Yeah, the near
that's
horse
army.
And the nigh horse.